Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to today's inspiration. Are you ready for a healthy mind and a renewed spirit? I am. I'm Lisa Berry, and I have the desire to inspire. So how you doing? Could you use an emotional pick-me-up? I think we all could. So I'm here to share some inspiration, my perspective, in hopes that it may help you see life just a bit differently, maybe in a better, more positive light, and more hopeful, more loving, that's for sure. And then we can all just relax and expect the best, be more balanced. After all, happy is healthy, and that means emotionally as well as physically. So let's just relax and breathe and open our minds and open your heart and let's learn and grow together. I'm so honored and grateful that you're taking the time to listen or to perhaps join us live on this beautiful fall Wednesday morning in Michigan. It's been one of the most beautiful falls we've had here in a long time. That's where I'm coming to you from, Michigan in the United States, because I know we have listeners all over the world, which I'm so grateful for. BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. This is the future of communication. I've been a longtime commercial radio broadcaster in the Detroit area, but this is the cutting edge right here, and you have found it. So that is great news for you, and I'm so grateful to Penny Golden and BodyMindSpiritRadio.com for this opportunity to connect with you. Maybe you're listening live, and if not, you found us on the web, and you can listen on your phone, and you can listen in the bathroom, you can listen on your iPad, in your car, anytime, anywhere, and you are on the cutting edge of communication, and you have found a great source for inspiration. Lots of great shows here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. I'm just one of them. And you've honed in on me, and I'm honing in on you. And I'm just honored and grateful you're taking the time to listen. It's been, as I was saying, a beautiful fall. I've just drive down the road and taken all the colors. It's just so gorgeous. And in fact, I love to take pictures. It's free to do that for me. And I tweeted a great shot. And if you want to check it out, you can follow me on Twitter at Lisa's, L-I-S-A-S, Love Notes. And you can see my latest fall shot. Follow me there. And it's a beauty. Took it in Northville, Michigan, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm just here to add more joy to your journey. Isn't that what it's really all about? Not looking for what's wrong. That's easy. That's easy. People are putting out such negative vibes lately and looking for what's wrong. Let's celebrate what's right. Let's have some gratitude. You can even get a gratitude app now for your smartphone. But this is what it basically boils down to. You don't need an app. You can write it down. I found people are different learners, or they experience life differently. Some people need it in writing. Some people need it to hear it. Some people need to see it, feel it. However you learn or however you absorb information, you want to write it down. It's probably better. But I'm not necessarily, well, I kind of write things down. But I have taken my gratitude not on the app, but you wake up in the morning and, you know, before your mind starts to be filled with all that chatter about what do I have to do today and what did I eat yesterday that I shouldn't have and what bill is coming due and how am I going to make, you know, start to think, hey, what am I grateful for? What am I celebrating right now? And think of at least three things that you are grateful for today, first thing in the morning. And then think of three great things you would like to happen today. Some people would consider that envisioning or programming your brain or your subconscious for a positive experience. You can't beat that. And that may sound off-putting or complicated, but it really isn't. It's just controlling your mind, controlling your brain. You control your thoughts. You control what you think, hopefully what you feel, and you control certainly what comes out of your mouth as far as what you say. I'm trying to focus in on being positive here to hopefully inspire you to be more positive and to look at life a little differently. So you wake up in the morning and you think, what great things are going to happen today? I wake up every day expecting a miracle. And Albert Einstein, known for being a wise genius, once said, there are two ways to live. You can live as if nothing is a miracle, or you can live as if everything is a miracle. I think everything is pretty much a miracle, except the bad stuff, except being overweight or unhappy. Those are not really miracles, but we're alive. That is a miracle. I say this every week, that I used to think babies are miracles. I was obsessed with babies. I had two of my own, but just loved to see babies and watch a baby story. I don't even know if that was on. That was on the TLC network. Just the whole experience of having a baby. You know, they're babies for 5 minutes. When I write my book for young women, I'm going to make that point abundantly clear that, you know, yes, their babies are so sweet. They're babies for 5 minutes. Then they grow and they change. And then it's kids and it's a lifelong responsibility. And, of course, for me, it's been the biggest joy of my life. But anyway, I'm sidetracking here because I said babies are miracles. And now I think we're all miracles. And every day you wake up, it's a miracle. And every day I wake up and I think, what great thing is going to happen today? What is the universe going to send me to help me feel more fulfilled? Of course, it comes from me, but there are some things that we all have, our wants and our needs and our hopes and our dreams, and I'm still working to fulfill those dreams. I'm doing the show every week to connect with you and put out there who I am and what I believe is important and hopefully touch some lives, and that's my gift. Life is about finding out who you are and what your gifts are, and my greatest gift, don't laugh, is that I have a large capacity to love. Now, in our world these days, I don't know how you put that out there other than doing a show like this and thinking of others and loving people as much as I can. I have unlimited love, unlimited, unconditional love. I'm not a tit-for-tat person. You don't have to do anything to form me, for me to love you. I come from baseline love, and that's who I am, and that's how I look at life, and that's how I feel things. I'm very intuitive, emotional person, and I feel my way through life, and I want us all just to be happy. I just want us all to love each other and focus on the positive, and that may sound impractical, but it's a good baseline, at least. You know, I know I'm human. I have my moments. We all do, but I just want to help add more joy to your journey and perhaps give you some perspective and a new way to think about life. I did not have a great childhood. My parents are both gone, and I certainly am not angry at them. They did the best job they could based on where they came from. It's all about perspective. We all come to life and each moment and each activity and wherever we go from where we've been before. So that's why it's important to think about where you've been and how has that impacted you and how does it affect how you look at the world and life in general and other people and each experience. My church has an amazing weekly dialogue. I wouldn't call it Bible study. It's more about discussing faith and life and the stars and evolution versus creationism and anything. And it's just so open. It's just so wonderful. But everybody walks into that room with their own perspective based on how they were religiously programmed as a child. Maybe they weren't at all. And we're all learning. Life is about learning and loving and living and doing it in a positive way. Why would you want to be negative? Why would you want to stew in your own sadness? I'm going to get to that in a minute because I'm going to finish my thought. I get caught up and I go off on these tangents. Hopefully, good tangents, but I'm talking about gratitude. So you wake up in the morning and you think of at least 3 things you're grateful for, and you think of at least 3 things you would like to happen that day. Put them in there. Put them in your head. Put them out there in the world. You never know. You never know what's going to happen until you try. And then when you go to bed at night, think of 3 things that happened that day that you're grateful for. And I'll be honest, I think I was thinking I had a pretty crummy day. It was kind of a gray day, dropping things on my head, losing stuff, being frustrated that my bank account isn't where I wanted to be. It wasn't that great of a day. Before I closed my eyes at night, I thought, I got to think of 3 things that happened today that made this an amazing day. And I thought of more than 3 things. And I thought, you know what? It was a great day. Good things happen. And I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to go to sleep. And I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on what was good about today. And I'm going to wake up expecting a miracle. I'm going to wake up expecting good things to happen because you get what you expect. You see what you are thinking you see. If you see a bouquet of flowers and some of them are not alive anymore, you're like, look at that ugly dead bouquet. Or you're looking at it and go, oh, there's a few flowers that still smell so great. I can't throw it away. I love fresh flowers. And I know people who don't like flowers. They just die. I don't want flowers. Well, okay, yeah, eventually everything does, including us. But I'm going to enjoy those flowers while they're alive. I'm going to take it moment to moment and day to day, week to week. These flowers that I'm looking at right now are a couple weeks old. And some of them still smell fabulous. And that's what I'm focusing on. So I'm choosing to focus on the good. I was talking to a young scientist, and he said his view was he looks at things as a negative until they can be proven positive. And sadly, I think that's how a lot of people look at life. But I'm choosing to believe that life is not a problem to be solved, but a journey to be enjoyed. So will you join me? Say that again. Life is not a problem to be solved, but a journey to be enjoyed. So I don't look for the negative until it can be proven positive. I'm looking for the positive. I'm looking for the good, and you can too. It's a choice. It's a choice what you look at. It's a choice how you see things. It's a choice how you feel, what you say, the words that come out of your mouth. It's all your choice. In fact, there are some people who are really, quote unquote, out there who think you have set this course of your life. You have made these choices and you have made these decisions, and that's how you've ended up where you are right now. That's a powerful thought. And if you're in a spot, if you're in a way that you don't want to be where you are right now, then you need to think about, how did I get here? Is it my fault? Did it just happen to me? Is God not blessing me the way I want to be blessed? Or is the universe not answering my call? Or are you just not trying hard enough or as many times as you need to try? I don't want to live life as a victim. I don't want to be average or normal or boring. I want excitement and I want connection. And if you want to call right now, if you're listening live, 646-378-0378. 646-378-0378. Let's have a conversation. Otherwise, sit back, relax, and listen in love and absorb what I have to say. Because as we're all on this planet together, we're all just trying to get through it. But my point is, why do it in a negative way? You don't have to prove anything positive. It's my choice. Something can be super duper negative, and I could still think it's positive. And that may sound Pollyannish, but that's my choice. And it's your choice. It can be your choice to look at things as positively as possible. I give a talk, and I would love to speak to your group or organization, and it's called Powering Through as Positive as Possible. Because I've been through some stuff, and I know we all have, and I'm not saying just me. I know life is challenging for everybody. But I've been through some stuff, and it's my choice how to react to it. A lot of it was not great. My childhood, sorry, Mom and Dad, if you're listening up there somewhere, it was not great. It was challenging, and it was painful, and things happened. And I'm not grateful that they happened, but it certainly has affected my perspective. And there's been a lot of health challenges in my life, and good health is the best blessing of all. And I always say, if you wake up and something's not growing where it shouldn't be or falling off, then you have no excuse not to have a good day. And if you're not getting what you want in life, then go out and get it. Make it happen. Take some time to think about who you are, what your gifts are, and how you can get what you need or what you want. Life is certainly not easy. I don't know where I got the thought that it would be, and maybe you think it is or it isn't. Really, it's really what you decide to think it is. But there are challenges. I understand that. But I'm still going to try to choose to see the best. As Albert Einstein said, I'm going to look at everything as a miracle, because it just is amazing. I don't know if you think about the human body and all the cells and the organs and how it all works and what a blessing it is that it's actually working, that you're breathing. We're breathing. And you're alive, and you can hear, and you can see, and you can feel, and you can touch, and you can be something to someone, or at least to yourself, because nothing is more important than self-love, and it's not a me-first self-love, but it's, if you don't believe in yourself, who's going to believe in you? You've got to believe in yourself. So don't stew in your sadness when you can feel lighthearted, and you can laugh, and you can feel love. Why wouldn't you want to be kind-hearted, cooperative, and caring? The world has too many cynics, and people seem so angry and anxious to prove others wrong. And I ask why. I feel like I'm giving a sermon. I ask why. Why do you seem so angry and anxious and want to prove other people wrong? Is that how you feel better about yourself? I would say don't put other people down to make you feel better about yourself. It's like being in a swimming pool, and you know how you used to like to dunk your siblings or your friends. That's putting other people down so you're bouncing up higher. You don't have to do that. Bounce up high on your own. You don't have to put other people down to feel better about yourself. So why has everyday life become so negative? Is everyone that miserable? And if you are, why would you want to spend your limited, precious amount of time we have on this planet feeling that way? Why? Turn it around. Feel some gratitude and compassion. Look for something to be happy about. Have a laugh and think, what can I do for somebody else? No better way than to get out of your own bad, sad place and to think about others. And yesterday when I was thinking I was having my not-so-great day, I saw a picture of a burn victim getting lotion put on their body, and it was a young girl, and she was just curled up in the corner on a big teddy bear. And I thought, man, that's I am blessed. I'm not that she's not blessed, but that was her challenge, and I'm not going through anything like that, so I have no excuse not to be happy. So get out of your own skin or your angry mind space and realize you're here for a reason. And that reason cannot be to put someone else down or show them how wrong they are. Get out of that space. Let's get. If you're on the internet and somebody posts a comment or somebody posts something, it's amazing how instantly how people will put the nastiest things they can out there. But mostly because it's anonymous, just like being in your car. You don't see a lot of people throwing their hands out the window like, you know, you go first. It's more people like you come to a light and the person coming at you from the right or the left is probably not going to stop and just going to pull out in front of you because they're anonymous and they're behind a car and they're first. They're ahead of you. It's a contest. They're getting there first. Let it go. Who cares? If you know yourself, if you love yourself, then you don't have to get affirmations from other anonymous people in traffic who are stressed out or not in a good place. We're not seeing life like they could. I don't want to say should because it's your choice. If you want to be miserable, you want to be mad, that's your choice. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to love. No judging, just loving. If you want to be mad, if you want to be miserable, if that makes you quote-unquote happy, then go for it. All I can tell you is I've been here. I lost a sister to breast cancer, an amazing wonderful, talented woman who I recently realized I loved more than myself, and she's gone. Worked for a great guy at an iconic radio station in Detroit, and just one of the best characters on the planet. He's gone. Just dropped dead at the age of 60. So none of us knows. It all can change in an instant. That's happened to me over and over and over again. So maybe that is my life lesson. And maybe that is my dharma or calling to pass along to you what I've been through, what I know, and how I know how it all can change in an instant. And I don't want to waste my days. A precious day I woke up. It's a new day. I've got fresh flowers. The trees are beautiful. You can find things to be happy about. You can. It takes some effort. Or you can be mad and miserable and stew in your own sadness if you find that satisfying. I don't. I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be unhappy. I don't want to be mad. I don't want to be mean. I want to be loving. Unlimited love from Lisa. I'm right here. Call 646-378-0378. We can share a love moment right now. You can reach out to me via email, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. I want to connect with you. I want to inspire you. I want to uplift you. I call myself the great distractor. And I've, because of, for some reason, a lot of health challenges in my life, and I have been through a lot with a lot of people, so I know how challenging that can be. So I want to uplift people, and I want to help people. And we do have a call right now, and I don't know if it's just a listener. Hello. Are you calling to chat or just to listen? Okay. Must be just a listener. Lost them. Well, if you want to call, 646-378-0378 is our number. Was a wrong number. Sorry. That's okay. I still love you. I love everyone. Maybe that's my downfall. I don't know. I just think the world needs more love. And I sometimes feel cliche saying that, but you see those signs and you hear the songs and la-di-da, you sing along. I don't just sing along. I feel them with all of my being because of everything I've been through and what I've experienced and how I look at learning life and what I've learned and how I see what can happen and how it can all change in an instant. So I'm choosing to be positive and loving. And so get out of your own skin or your angry mind space and realize you're here for a reason. We all just want to feel love and feel good about ourselves, don't we? How are you making that happen? It starts with loving yourself and feeling worthy and making a choice. Do you want to feel positive or negative? Do you want to feel happy or mad? Do you want to feel supportive or against others? It just amazes me that people seem to be choosing the negative lately. And I was with a friend, and she's like, oh, I don't know what world you're in. I'm not seeing that. Well, good. And then maybe you're not. And I don't know why I am, and you're not. Maybe you just have a super-duper blessed life, and good for you. You know, she's a wonderful person and she loves to laugh and I enjoy her company, but she didn't seem to like that I keep pointing out that there's negative in the world, and it's not what I'm focusing on. It's what I'm observing and what I'm trying to change and resolve. Because basically it all boils down to that we control what we think, we control how we feel, and we control what we decide to say. It's a choice. Before you open your mouth and say something negative, and especially to someone you care about and love, think about what you're saying to your kids. And believe me, I had two kids, and I worked early in the morning, and one of them never slept, and I know it's challenging and exhausting, but so worth it in the end because it goes by really, really fast. And if you have young kids right now and you think, you don't know, I do know. I got up at like 3:30 in the morning. I had two kids. I had family members going through health challenges. I know it's not easy. But just think about what you're saying to those sweet, innocent children who you are molding and shaping for the future. And try to make it as positive as possible. So think about what you're thinking about and how you feel and what you're saying to others. Because you know what? We're all stressed out and we're hurting our health with all this stress and worry. And it's so cool because there's more and more research being done now in the area of quote-unquote positive psychology, focusing on how to feel good and more than diagnosing what was wrong. A lot of that comes from our brains. And one of my blessings of doing this show is an interview I did last July with Dr. Rudy Tanzi. He's a Harvard researcher who has made some significant discoveries about Alzheimer's and has studied the brain for many years and is using his findings to help us live better lives. So it's kind of a relatively new combination of science and spirituality. And Dr. Rudy Tanzi, in my opinion, is at the forefront of that. And I'm going to play you a quote from something he said in our interview about how to maximize the use of your brain and what you need to do to feel better. So here is a quick quote from Dr. Rudy Tanzi. And I'm not hearing it. There we go. So don't stress out. That's Dr. Rudy Tanzi, and you can find his book, Super Brain, that he wrote with Deepak Chopra. And they're actually working on a new book now on how we can change our own genes and live a happier and healthier life. They're talking about epigenetics. In fact, Harvard Medical School is conducting a 5-year study right now using neuroimaging and technologies that will enable us to see the psychological changes that occur during meditation. I talk about meditation all the time and the many benefits of that. And they are now seeing that what changes in us when we meditate. And so far they're saying they have seen remarkable changes. And researchers are noting a positive epigenetic response to those genes linked to stress in the immune system. So meditation can literally heal you and strengthen your body and your mind from the inside out. And I talk a lot about meditation. I think a lot of people are intimidated by the idea, but it's really just a way to relax and to let go and to clear your mind. And scientists have shown that meditation can lower heart rate, lower your blood pressure, your oxygen consumption, and they alleviate the symptoms associated with a vast array of conditions, including hypertension, arthritis, insomnia, depression, infertility, cancer, anxiety, even aging. And I came across a book that was actually written in the mid-70s called The Relaxation Response. It was written by Herbert Benson and Miriam Klipper. And this was back in 1975, and they came up with what they called the Relaxation Response. And I looked it over, and really it's just meditating. And so I was going to go over some of that for you quickly, just so you're not intimidated by meditating. It's basically sit quietly in a comfortable space, close your eyes, then relax all your muscles. Can you do that? Can you deeply just let it all go and start at your feet and move up to your face and just relax everything? do that the best you can. I like to meditate lying down. I don't know if you can lie down. Certainly don't do this if you're driving or on the toilet. Or some people listen. Then breathe through your nose and then just become aware of your breathing. It's not a big deal. You don't have to make a big concerted effort to breathe in and breathe out, but just be aware of your breathing and then start breathing through your nose. And then breathe in, and then as you breathe out, say one. So it's one. And just breathe easily and naturally, and do this for 10 to 20 minutes. And when the thoughts will come in and out of your mind, but let them go. And just one. And you relax your whole body, and you're just breathing, and you're just saying the word one, and you're not thinking about anything else, and you're just relaxing your body. And, you know, it takes some practice, so don't worry if you're not successful or getting to a deep level of relaxation. I like my guided meditations, and I mention them every week, and I'm going to get them as a guest on the show soon, David J.I., and he is a great meditation leader. Of course, Deepak Chopra and Oprah team up together, and they have these free meditations. Here, they're free. You sign up by email, and then every day for like 3 weeks, they send you a free meditation, and they're great. They're just a great way to let go and to relax, and if you can't control your own mind, then you can listen to them, and they give you some great thoughts to think about, and then you kind of get into this relaxation state, and they kind of mull around in your mind, and it just relaxes you, and it's not trying to program you or scare you or do anything untowards, love that word, with your mind or your body. It's letting go. It's amazing what will come to you when you meditate. It's amazing what you can find out about yourself, who you are, what's important to you, and you just breathe and let go of everything. And now they're researching it, and they're finding out how great it is for your body. It's great for your blood pressure. It's great for anxiety, arthritis, pain. Thankfully, pain is not something I deal with. And pain and stress are probably the two biggest things that people go to the doctors for, and I am blessed not to have to deal with either one of those. Well, stress, you know, letting go. That's how I found this, because your amygdala, the part of your brain, gets activated, and you're in the fight or flight mode all the time. And I think sometimes being a sensitive person like me, that's something that I have to deal with. So, but you gotta meditate. You gotta let it go, and it's just good for everything. And we're gonna see when Deepak Chopra and Dr. Tandy come out with their next book about how we can change our genes and change how our body responds to certain things and be healthier, happier people. Because don't you want to be happy? You know, it's your choice how to live this day. It's your choice how to look at others. So why not choose happiness, love, and kindness, and generosity, and thoughtfulness, and compassion? Choose to think of others and love yourself. And spend your time enjoying the journey. One said you had to suffer. It may take some work to meditate, but you can unhinge your mind. Don't stew in your sadness. Take some time and count your blessings and have some gratitude. And I am happy to share my message and what I've learned and where I've been through. I try to be down to earth. I'm not a guru. I'm not a psychologist. If you have a chemical imbalance in your brain that's affecting how you are looking at life and dealing with life, then please get help. Please get the help you need. I'm only here as an inspiration and a demonstration that I have been through some stuff, and I know we're all gone through some stuff, but I'm coming out the other side, and I'm still choosing to focus on the positive, and I'm still choosing to be happy, and it's a choice. Happiness does not come, even though today I'm really in the mood to go shopping, and I really want to buy something. Well, I'm just not in a place to do that right now, so I will just have to find my inner happiness without buying anything or eating anything or even being with someone. I love to be with people. I love to connect and laugh and hug and hang out with people, but I can still be happy alone because I know myself and I like myself, and I know that happiness is a choice. And I'm going to finish this show, and I'm going to look for something to focus on that makes me happy, and I'm going to spend my time hopefully doing every day. I try to do something for someone else, because life is not about me and fulfilling my desires and getting what I want. I mean, it's always nice, but that's not a life well lived, in my opinion. That's my view. And we all have our own views. And you can choose to be mad if you want, or you can choose to be happy. And you can choose to feel love. You've got love. You cannot say that you are not loved, because I am here and I love you. I hope you heard me. I do. And I have a lot of love to give. And so you can say, I not feel very good about yourself, but you can, you know what, Lisa Berry loves me. And I do. I honestly do. And I don't even know you. But I would love to hear from you. You can email me at lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. I'm available to speak to groups and organizations. I say happy is healthy. If you've got a business and your workers are all stressed out, I don't know how productive they're going to be. But if they can learn to meditate or disconnect or have some perspective on life, then they can be happier and they can be healthier, and you're all going to have a better business or a better day. And I like to speak to young people about perspective. My own young kids won't listen to me because I'm just their mom, and what do I know? But do what you want to do. Who cares? Be happy. And I'm going to leave you with, you've heard of Cahil Gibran. I never say his name, I read the prophet. He was an artist and an author, and I'm going to leave you with a quote from Cahil Gibran. Your living is determined not so much by what, I'm going to start over. Your living is determined not so much by what life brings to you as by the attitude you bring to life. Not so much by what happens to you as by the way your mind looks at what happens. And that's what I've been trying to say. It's your choice. It's all in your mind. It's not what happens to you. It's about how you look at it. You decide if it's good or bad. You decide if you're happy or sad. And you decide that today a miracle is going to happen. And when you go to bed tonight and you're about to close your eyes, try to think of at least three things that happened today that you're grateful for. And you might be amazed at the difference it makes in your life. I appreciate you listening. Again, I'd love to hear from you. Lisa Love Berry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. And I look forward to connecting with you next week.